Blog Talk Radio.
I had to bring mom in on this one.
Anybody grateful for God's blood?
Tell them about it, man.
Oh, the blood that saved me, the blood that raised me, the blood that healed me.
Yes. Listen. And thank you for the Lamb.
Thank you for the Lamb.
Oh, the Lamb that was sacrificed.
I'm so glad.
Everyone, you're listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Today, the interview is with Miss April Smith Hope. She's the CEO of Butterfly Cosmetics. She's been on the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler, before. This is going to be a great follow-up interview. How are you doing, Miss April?
I'm doing wonderful today.
That's good. You sound great.
Thank you.
Okay, so the last time we talked, it's been some years, you had a company called Butterfly Cosmetics. I know you're still the CEO of that company. Tell everyone how you started the company, and I would also like you to say if you still have people working for you selling the products. I know you opened a store, too.
Yes, I launched first. Hello. Again, I'm April Holt Smith. I started Butterfly Cosmetics in 2012. It has grown amazingly. I've done a lot of work with it over the years. I am now on Walmart.com and Amazon. It's sold in the Caribbean also at different boutiques. Since we last talked, I have launched several businesses since then. I opened up a storefront in my hometown, Butterfly Cosmetic Glam House. So I've really been moving forward, and then I have three more businesses. I have my talk show, the April Smith Show, and I also have LaShawn Couture, which is my couture swimsuit line, that I took a break from for a while, but I'm getting back in it for the 2023 season.
Yes, I imagine that was because of COVID, coronavirus.
Yeah, it was COVID and it was just other things. I wanted to really make sure I was giving Butterfly Cosmetics everything that I needed to give that business, so that's why I took a step back.
That's great. I'm glad you are so successful. I knew you
Thank
would,
you.
Though. If you remember, I insulted you. I compared you to Mary Kay Cosmetics.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. That was such an insult. I apologize again.
Oh, no, that's fine. I never look at any cosmetic brand as a competitor. We are all in the market of making women beautiful. So I just look at it as just enough out for everybody to get a part of it. If God meant for it just to be Butterfly Cosmetics, it would have just been me. If he meant just for it to be Mary Kay, it would have just been Mary Kay. So I just thank God for allowing me to have this business.
Yes, it's, I imagine it is a blessing. So you still have people that have to have a bachelor's degree to sell your cosmetics?
Oh, no, I never. No, no one never had to have a bachelor's degree to sell cosmetics. So, no, that was never, I never have asked anyone to have a degree to sell. I don't really have individual sellers. Maybe in the future for 2023, we was looking into something to that magnitude, but right now we haven't finalized it. But you will not have to have a bachelor's degree, not even a degree at all, to sell cosmetics, no.
I know back in 2012, I had listened to the interview, and that's what you were trying to, intending to do then.
Yes.
People, like, kind of like representatives or something?
Yes. I just never, I never got it fully off the ground because I was doing so much. And at that time, I was really just looking at different avenues. So, no, I never started to do it.
So how did you start with the makeup? Did you make your own makeup in the beginning? Then
no.
Get it manufactured?
No, I never made cosmetics of myself. I worked with a chemist at first to do it. We just came up with some different things, but since then I've went other avenues. So, no, I don't have. I don't make my own cosmetics.
Oh, I just thought you might have started off with the colors and things, you know, making the colors, the mixtures, like the eyeshadow or the blush. That's all.
Yeah,
I was
back in 20, back in 2012, but not now, no. It's very time-consuming and things, but with the other businesses, I just don't have the time as I once had.
Okay. Are you still working with the Oscars?
I've never been to the Oscars. I've done the R&B Divas when they was in Atlanta. I've done Love & Hip Hop, Beyond the Game. I've given, like, makeup samples, different things like that. But I've never been to the Oscars. I've never done the Oscars.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So you're not giving out gift bags anywhere?
Not lately. I haven't because I've structured my business a different way. And with Walmart, I've, you know, I've been selling really well. So I have not. I have not.
Oh, okay. Are sales going pretty good at Walmart?
Yes, they really are, yes.
That's good. I've been trying to get my show on Walmart.com.
I don't know how that part would work.
The CDs.
Oh, your CDs, your CDs. Mm-hmm. It was a process. It wasn't overnight, but it was a process. But but I don't know how, you know, how they do. It's different parts for everything. So I really couldn't, you know, to be honest, I couldn't tell you how that part would work.
Oh, okay. So tell me about your store.
My storefront is Butterfly Cosmetics Glam House, where you can buy the cosmetics there. My oldest daughter does lashes and brows there. So that's basically, you know, what it is.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
So
what are your other businesses?
Those are the ones I named. I have the talk show that I, you know, and
what's the name? The April Smith Show?
Yes, it's on WTVM News Leader 9. The podcast part of it is on all of the major platforms. I'm on 99.5 out of Nassau, Bahamas, starting next month. It's actually supposed to be last month, but I got a little delayed. So, but that's basically
it. Congratulations!
Thank you so much.
Yes. So, you were telling me that you have been through some things. Have you gotten through it?
Oh yes, yes. Yes.
Well, I'm glad. God bless you to come out.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're more than welcome. So with these three businesses, what is next? Do you have any other future plans?
Well, I travel the U.S. and the Caribbean, and I host my women's empowerment. That's Walking Into Your Purpose Women's Empowerment. I do those all over. So that's really my focus. I love women's empowerment.
So you are a public speaker?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know somebody else is speaking publicly as
yeah.
a public speaker.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, is there anything else you want to add?
No, that's basically it. My first time grandmother. I'm very excited about that.
Oh, is it a girl or a boy?
It's a little girl.
Oh, I bet she's beautiful.
Thank you.
All right. First time girl. That's beautiful. So, in the future, is that going to be your only storefront, or you just don't know?
I don't believe it will be my only. It's not. I just take it one day at a time, and wherever God leads, that's where I go.
That's a good way to be. That
whatever,
is so
he, whatever he decides for me to do, that's what I do. I don't do any more. I don't do any less, but I just let God be the guide.
All right, that's the best way to be. That is the best way to be. All right, it was good interviewing you.
Thank you for having me.
If you have anything else you want the people who are listening to this interview to know, you can go ahead and say it.
If you ever want to connect with me, you can text me on Facebook at April Holt, H-O-L-T, Smith. You can visit my website, which is www.walkingintoyourpurpose.com. You can also visit my fan pages on Facebook, Walking Into Your Purpose Women's Empowerment Group. You can also Butterfly Cosmetics, LLC, on Facebook.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butt. Thank you for doing the follow-up interview.
Thank you, and you have a blessed day.
You too, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Everyone, you've been listening to Miss April Smith Holt. She's the CEO of Butterfly Cosmetics. I interviewed her in 2012. So I've caught you all up on what she is doing currently. You heard she had a storefront, and she's taking it day by day with God. So she gave you her information of where you could buy her cosmetics, also her women's empowerment group, which everybody can use. That's a woman. So check those websites out and buy her cosmetics. Thank you all for listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Have a good afternoon.